Hello and welcome to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast, a podcast designed to help heart-centered service providers like you build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you. I'm your host, Becky McCleary, and I am so grateful that you are here. Now, while I love the freedom of having my own business, I can admit that being a solopreneur can sometimes feel lonely. And at the same time, I think that a lot of what we see online can actually hold us back from success because we slip into comparison and self-doubt. With this in mind, I wanted to have conversations with other solopreneurs. And so we're doing a special series. Each episode is short so that it's easy to listen whenever you need a little bit of encouragement. My hope is that these episodes will inspire you and remind you that you are not alone. This special series is brought to you by the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society, a close-knit, supportive mastermind and business community that goes beyond your regular business course or mastermind group. It's a movement transforming how women build their businesses through connection and collaboration. The women featured in this series are the types of women you'll find inside the society, and we'd love to have you join us. I invite you to learn more and apply to join our next cohort by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. In this episode, we're talking with Suze Lake, an ex-designer slash maker that ran her product-based business for 18 years while raising her family with her husband on their farm in rural Norfolk. Like some people after 2020, she felt the need to pivot and change her life into something she was really passionate about and build on the skills that she had acquired in her product-based business. She retrained as a marketing assistant and now helps other small business owners, focusing on coaches and membership owners, because Suze is deeply powered by the ripple effect, knowing that in some small way, she had a part to play in helping someone else to grow their business. Welcome, Suze. I am so excited to have you join us here today. But before we dive in, I would just love to hear your story. So can you tell us what you do and how did you find your way to this work?
I'm a marketing assistant and I help other coaches, women coaches mainly, who have subscriptions or memberships or courses to either launch or grow their businesses. And I came to this sort of not a direct route. I had my own business making product, designing and making products for about 18 years. I focused mainly on Christmas decorations and selling online and at sort of upmarket Christmas fairs, mainly. And during the pandemic, had a sort of thinking I need to make a change because I was finding that I would really not be home from like the middle of October to Christmas time. Like I was gone every weekend and I'm also a farmer's wife. My husband would then basically come in and I'd go out and or else I was in the craft room or in the workshop and he was with the kids. It was never, we were never like always all never all together as a family. My youngest is 12 now, but I was seeing a time where I needed to be home more on the weekends, be able to take him to his stuff. And my older two were getting licenses and driver's licenses and then eventually moved out. But, I just needed it to make a change, a lifestyle change. And I was already helping other people, like my friends, with their social media or their email marketing and strategy for their businesses in the crafting world. And I loved that. So I thought maybe I could make this into a business, but I didn't know that it was a thing. So I didn't know. So that's a really long answer to the question, but basically I was made something I was already doing into a business where I could be able to work from anywhere in the world. As you know, I'm Canadian, but I live in the UK, so I need to also be able to get back home more often. And I was just stuck to the craft room and the workshop. And then my whole life basically was focused around that Christmas season of, you know, preparing for that really high selling time, you know.
Yeah. I love that. I love hearing how people like tuned into what was working or not working for them, and then made shifts to build a business that worked better for you and the life you wanted to live. That's what I'm all about. And I love hearing these stories from people, because I think, at least in my mind, when I started out, I felt like I need to know what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I don't know why I thought I needed to know that, but I think it's so inspiring to hear other people's stories and recognize, oh no, we are figuring it out as we go. And I love how you've been successful in pivoting and being able to build a business, still doing work that you love and helping other people, and just having it structured in a way that gives you more of the freedom that you wanted.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit more fulfilling now. I loved designing and making products, and I grew that business to, you know, something I was really proud of, and I learned so much. And bearing in mind, I started that business like 18 years ago. So I started before there was Google, like before, like it was just kind of, I started out like just going to like these tabletop sales and trying to figure out, you know, what this was all about and how to do an email list or whatever. That wasn't even a thing then. It was like all mm-hmm. learning from magazines and books from the library and stuff like that. So it definitely accumulated a lot of skills that I then have now then put into this business.
Yes, I love that. And so for this next question, you can either take us back to your original business or to your current business. Is there something that you know now that you wish you had known when you started out?
With both businesses, I would say I was scared, and I should have just done everything scared. Gone and done it anyways. And I wish I hadn't held myself back. There's quite a few opportunities that came to me that I didn't go for.
Okay.
Because I was afraid of maybe how I'd be perceived by other people, or if I would fail. And I think now I'm a lot braver on failing forward, and I don't really so much believe in failing now. I just am doing things a lot more fearlessly.
I love that. And I think a lot of us can relate to that, because it is a risk on some level, just starting your own business. And then everything that you're putting out there, every idea, if you've never done it before, you don't know if it's going to work or not. And so, I love that advice. Okay. And then looking back on all of your time in business, what would you say is one of the best pieces of advice that you have received?
I would say whatever like content that you want to put out, like your preferred piece. And I don't believe everybody has to be on social media, but if it is social media, that your social media is not for your friends and your family. And, or if it's email marketing, it's not for your friends and your family. I mean, 99% of the time, they aren't your customer.
Yes.
And so don't like be brave in saying, look, like, thanks for supporting me in following me, but unless you would like to like interact with everything that I put out there, then please don't follow me. And don't speak to them, speak to your customer. Don't let them follow you. Just, I think that's, I know that sounds really mean, and I don't mean it to sound mean, but so often the stuff that we put out there is the feedback we get is from friends and family, and we're not speaking to them. Mm-hmm. That ultimately then holds back our business from going forward, or holds ourselves back because we're worried about what they think. So, yeah.
As you're talking, that's what I was wondering, if that's where we were going, is because I know for me, even now, having done my own business for all these years, I still worry. I don't know if I'll ever get over this, like, what will my parents think? And so I intentionally don't, I mean, my parents aren't on social media, but I intentionally don't really advertise what I'm doing to them. I don't tell them what I'm doing, just because I know, like, it helps to free me, and I just focus on the people that I want to help. But yeah, I love that advice, because I think that it does we're kind of stepping into a new version of ourselves, I think, in putting our work out there and building this business. And that doesn't always align with how our friends and family see us. And so I think that might limit us in some ways. So I think that's really helpful advice.
The second piece I would say, which you didn't ask for, but I will say that getting into community with people who are doing big things that you want to do. Because I think because we're all obviously and entrepreneurs, if your friends or your family or the people that you hang out with the most are not doing big things, it doesn't help you to be brave. And that just goes back from like the theme of everything that I've said so far is that we lift each other up.
Yes.
And my success in my newer business has been getting into community with people who are being badass. And if I can say that, sorry.
Yes.
And just being really brave and going for it. And, you know, what is that quote? Something about rising tides or lift all boats.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. Rising tide lifts all boats. Yeah, I completely agree. And I think it's helpful sometimes too, because even if your families or friends are super supportive, they don't necessarily understand what you're doing or what might be possible for you. And I think connecting with other people who are in this space can be helpful. One, to have people who understand you, but also sometimes you'll see what people are doing and you're like, wait a second, maybe I could do something a little bit bigger than what I've been doing. Maybe I could stretch myself a little bit more. So I think that can be really inspiring.
Absolutely. Yeah. Those are I think that is the bottom line for success is the community you have.
Yes. Love that. Okay. So if someone is listening right now and they are just feeling discouraged in their business or frustrated or maybe overwhelmed, what advice would you give them today?
I would say that it's normal to feel like that because it's being an entrepreneur is like a roller coaster. It's like extreme highs and extreme lows, and you want to like seize the day in 1 minute, and then the next you're thinking, I'm going to just throw the towel in. So firstly, hang in there because that's normal, and not to feel discouraged. And then I would say, figure out what is your bare minimum for you. So like, instead of going to bed at night going, oh, I should have posted on like all the platforms today and sent another email out and doing all of that, find out what your bare minimum for you is. That if that is like emailing your list like once a month, then write that down. My bare minimum is emailing my list once a month and showing up on one platform once a week. And then when you do go to bed thinking of all the things, because I think most entrepreneurs do that. Like we feel overwhelmed, like I haven't done that. This and that. Then go back to that bare minimum list and go, have I emailed them once this month? Then you're like, oh, I did that. Or have I showed up once this week in that platform that is your favorite platform? Then you can say, yes, I did that. Okay, well, that's my bare minimum. And then when I'm feeling a bit better or comfy, like comfy with the being consistent with that bare minimum, then add a bit more. So send 2 emails that month or show up twice that week on the platform of your choice. And don't add another thing until you are really comfy with your bare minimum and going, okay, could I push myself just a tiny bit more by adding another post on that platform? Could I send one more email out? Or then could I send 2 more? And just that way you sleep better at night.
Yes, I love that so much because, and again, I love how each person is sharing different ideas. That gives us a really clear starting point. I think so many of us are just too hard on ourselves, and there's always going to be something more we could be doing. But I love this idea of having that bare minimum so we can check in and make sure that we are covering our bases, making sure that we're doing the bare minimum that we need to do to keep moving forward. And it allows us to give ourselves credit for what we've actually done And I love how you've also made it so that way we can gradually add on more when we feel ready to without overwhelming ourselves. I think a lot of us, we have a lot of ideas and we tend to take on too much, which leads to the overwhelm. And so I just love this whole approach. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I just feel like it's more about like figuring out your bare minimum and not comparing to anyone else, because it doesn't matter what stage your business is at. There's never the laundry basket is never empty, you know, like,
yep.
there's always a plate to spin. There's always something to wash. You know, I know that's maybe a poor analogy, but everybody has laundry, right?
So I want to be mindful of everyone's time. And I know there are going to be people who are listening and thinking, okay, this was a good conversation and I want to connect with Sue. So can you tell us more about how listeners can connect with you beyond this interview?
Oh, thank you. So I am mostly on LinkedIn. Mostly on Instagram and sometimes show up on LinkedIn. Okay. So my bare minimum is showing up a few times a week on Instagram. I'm always in my stories. So I'm on Creative Solutions _ Suze, S-U-Z-E on Instagram, and just Suze Lake on LinkedIn. So whichever you prefer.
Wonderful. For our listeners, we will have links to both of those right by this recording. So very easy to find and connect with Suze beyond this interview. And I just want to thank you again for taking the time to join us here today. It's been really inspiring and I've loved having you talk with us.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity. It's really great.
Thank you so much for joining us and listening to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast. I hope this episode has offered you some encouragement, some insight, and some new ideas to support you in building a business that works for you. And if you're ready for deeper support and love the idea of connecting and collaborating with other heart-centered service providers, I'd love to have you join us in the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society. You can learn more and apply to join our next group by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. Remember that our world needs you, your gifts, your vision, and your work. And I'm cheering you on as you bring your vision to life and build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you.